Paul, do or die. Simple as that.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be an exciting weekend for lots of people. And, you know, me for one, I'm looking forward to it.
What's the mood around the place?
It's been really good. You know, we've tried to take the pressure off the boys a little bit this week by keeping them nice and relaxed, keeping the humour high, as it always has been, but making sure that we've got some good work into them as well. And you know, after the result Tuesday night, I'm not going to deny that it's a game that we weren't looking at, because it's helped us out a little bit. So we've gone on Saturday knowing it's in our own hands, which is what we wanted.
How closely were you following that game the other night?
Me personally, I went out for a run for a couple of hours to try and get away.
Deliberately?
From it. Yeah, I did. So I'm a little bit stiff now, actually, because it was a 2-hour run that I went on. But came back in, seen the result, and as I said, you know, we wanted to go into the last weekend, especially after the disappointment of last Saturday, knowing that it's in our own hands, and it is.
Is that something you've done before, taking yourself out of the equation when you've been in similar situations in the past?
Yeah, I do. Look, it's a time-consuming job. So any time I do get it, I just like to go out, have a run, go out for a couple of hours and clear my head a little bit and get myself ready to go again.
You've been saying for the last few weeks that you relish this, and I detect that you're not just saying it, it's not just words, you really are enjoying this in a perverse way, aren't you?
In a sick sort of way, I am. You know, throughout my career, when the chips have been down, I've always had to dig in deep and come up trumps, and you know, going into this weekend, it's going to be very similar. And I know that I've got a group of players that are going to do the same thing for me on Saturday.
You detect that the character is there to get through this?
Yeah, I do. They were bitterly disappointed after the game last Saturday, you know, after being in such a good position. You know, we've sat down, we've spoke about it, and we all know that if we get a result on Saturday, look, if we win the game on Saturday, which is going to be, it's going to be hard, we know that, but if we win, we stay up. You know, if we pick up a point, we know that Birmingham have to go and win. So it's in our own hands.
How crucial is survival to your future planning for this football club?
It's crucial because, you want to know what division you're in before you start offering contracts out and recruiting players. And we can't do that until one after the game Saturday, but probably going into the latter part of next week before that will happen. We'd have all liked to have known a lot sooner, but we've got to deal with what we've got in front of us, and that's going down to Leicester to get a result.
You've said all along that keeping the club in the Championship would be a great achievement. You still see it that way?
Yeah, I do. That was our aim at the start of the season. I've said before, we were everybody's favourites to go down. We have been a majority of the season. So from that point of view, the fact that we're into the last game with a good chance of doing it is an achievement, but we won't have achieved anything if we don't go out and actually do the job that we need to do.
Because it can be difficult, can't it, when you first come up from the league below, just to hold your position, to stabilise almost. I guess it's important that you do that to allow you to push on next to
it. Yeah, it is. And look, I'm ambitious and I want to succeed, and I know the players do and I know the club do. So it's important that by hook or by crook that we stay in the division, and then we can build something, you know, because that's the one thing when I got brought in, and the one thing throughout the season through speaking to the board, that's what they want me to do, is build something for the future. And we're nearly one season down. I think a lot of things behind the scenes, football wise, have improved in the year we've been here, but we just need to make sure that we stay in the division so we can build on that as well.
And for yourself, Paul, because you're an ambitious manager, you're a proud man as well. This is your first season at this level. To prove to everybody else that you're capable of being a Championship manager for a long time, I guess, is important too.
It is, but honestly, it's not about me, you know, and it's about keeping the club in the division and building something. You know, we've got a lot of good people at the club, from the top going all the way through, to the players, to the fans, to everybody that walks up at the stadium, to the people that work at Cantley Park. And it's my job to make sure that it's a happy place and we can look to the future. And a big part of that will be staying in the Championship.
Does it boil down for some of them in there that they are playing for their futures, as we often hear managers say at these times of the season?
It doesn't. Look, I'm not saying anything out of order here. The players know that. You know, the ones that are out of contract want to be Championship players next year. They don't want to be League One players. Mm. If they do get relegated, some of them will find it hard to get a Championship club because they don't want, as a player, you don't want a relegation on your CV. So there's a lot of factors going into how important it is to stay up.
Final day drama last season, of course. You weren't part of it, but you'll have seen it. Can the players draw on that at all?
Yeah, I think the ones who were here last year can. The good thing looking forward to Saturday is that we've apart from Rob Jones, we've got a fully fit squad, and you know, include Lucas Neal, James Husband, Richie Rellins, and even Harry Forrester in that, Mark Duffy. So we've got a lot of experience going down there and a lot of quality, and I think that experience will be needed.
A win does it for you, guaranteed, but also if you match Birmingham's result, that's good enough too. So what's the mindset going to Leicester?
To go down there and get a result, first and foremost.
By that you mean what?
Look, I want to win every game. You know that, and everybody else knows that. But we want to go down there first and foremost to make sure that we give ourselves a chance of doing that. You know, we're going to have to defend well, we know that. We're going to have to really put our bodies on the line. But I believe with the players coming back from injury I've just spoke about, and the players that we've got in the team, more often than not, when I've had a fully fit squad this year, we've performed and got results. You know, and it's just good going into the last game, knowing that I've got a lot of experience and a lot of quality to go on as well.
It's funny how it works. It's your old club trying to break the 100-point barrier. So that's motivation for them, isn't it? I would suspect it's not just a case of then turning up and having a party.
No, no chance. It's a club that obviously had two spells there and had a fantastic time. Fantastic club. We've got a fantastic manager who I'm delighted for, because he deserves all the success he gets. And when I was a player under Nigel, I didn't quite realise how many staff worked. You know, it's not until you go on the other side that you realise and how many staff put so much work into what they do. And I'm just glad that they've got the success. Well, they've got the success now by getting promoted.
Yeah, they're a great team, aren't they? I mean, they score all manner of goals: team goals, long distance goals, goals close in.
Trying to make me feel good,
but I don't need to do that, do I? But they've got threats everywhere, haven't they? I mean, they are top of the league for a reason.
They've won the league because they're the best team in the league.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing we can do is not so much look back to the game where we beat them, but our best football with everybody fit has came against the top teams in the division, and we're going to need that again. You know, we're going to have to be resolute without the ball, but with it, you know, go and play as well.
Do you press them? Do you sit back? Because they've got all the tools to break you down no matter what you do, not just you but other teams. They've done it to pretty much everybody, haven't they?
We've got to be very clever in how we go about it. You know, we've worked on a few different scenarios this week of what can happen in the game, during the game. And the one thing the players will be in and will be is prepared for what Leicester can throw. It's going to be tough because they're a top team. But this is when you've really got to rise to the occasion. As a footballer, these are the games, strangely enough, that you want to play in. You know, you want to test yourself in, and you want to make a name for yourself as well.
Will you insist on getting the scores from elsewhere, most particularly that game at the Reebok?
I won't insist on it, but I'm not going to say that I'm not going to look at it, because it can affect the outcome of the game or what's happening elsewhere. So I'll make sure I'm kept up to date with what's going on, because, you know, talking about different scenarios in the game, we might have to change or we might have to keep it the same depending on what's happening elsewhere.
Do you think Birmingham can get a result at Bolton?
There's every chance, yeah, of course there is. You know, their away record's been decent. There's every chance that any team can get a result in this division. We've seen it all season. But there's just as much a chance of us getting a result at Leicester as well.
Will you give it a big speech beforehand? Is that the way you work or not?
We'll see.
Not giving anything away. You're working on it then, are you?
Nah. Look, the main thing is that the players are relaxed going into the game, and me as their manager tries to take as much pressure off them as they can so they can go out and perform.